The multi-billion dollar wedding industry is facing some challenges because as the Delta variant spreads, so many couples, not only here in the U.S., but really around the world, are trying to figure out whether or not they should follow through with their wedding plans. So we want to talk to someone who has a very good sense of what's going on in the industry. And for that, we want to bring in Tim Chi. He's the CEO of The Knot Worldwide. And Tim, the situation has really changed with COVID over the past several weeks as we've seen the rise in the Delta variant. So I guess, how is the Delta variant affecting wedding season so far?
So we had the same question you did. We actually just ran a poll across our engaged couples just last week. And so sentiment is still very strong. 96% of couples are not planning on making any changes to their wedding at this time. Having said that, as you suggest, you know, folks, the relative level of concern around Delta variant has increased as well. But it feels like at this point, you know, unless there's state or local restrictions that come into place, couples are pretty dead set on having these weddings. They are, however, focused a lot more on health and safety as they have been before. They're thinking about, you know, maybe moving things, some things outdoors, hand sanitizing stations, you know, vaccines, and, you know, or testing for guests as well. So those are the things on engaged couples' minds at the moment.
When I was reading some of the notes that you sent us, I saw a word I'd never seen before, minimony. And I was curious if you could explain to us that whole, you know, what that's about. But then what are the permanent changes going to be going forward as people plan weddings after the pandemic?
Sure. So if you take a step back, what happened in 2020, right, is about half of the weddings that normally happen every year actually occurred. And for those that did occur, you know, this concept of a mini-money or just a smaller wedding actually what was the way that it got done, largely just because of the, you know, guest size restrictions and travel restrictions that were in place. What we're seeing then and attached to this mini-money concept is these other buzzwords called like a sequel wedding or an anniversary wedding, where 1 year later, they can then come back and have that big celebration, that big party with friends and family. And as it relates to the second question, just permanent changes, you know, we fully expect things to get back to normal. Like 96% of couples that we surveyed said their guest counts are not going to change. 95% said their budgets aren't going to change. We are seeing at this moment, of course, because of that surge in demand from the other 50% of weddings that didn't occur, there are more weekday weddings. You might have been invited to some Thursday or Monday weddings right now. You know, health and safety remains top of mind. I mean, there's just a lot of pent-up demand that's being absorbed within the wedding economy right now.
Yeah, Tim, to that point, I guess, how far out are people booking their venues? Because when I got engaged, I guess it was, what, in September? I got married the following July, so it was, what, 10 months later. Are bride and grooms, are they having to wait a year and a half, 2 years, maybe even more to get their venues that they want?
Yeah, there's quite a lot of demand right now. Our wedding professionals that we work with are busier than ever at this moment. Largely, they're booked up, you know, not just this year in 2022, but we're starting to hear a lot of 2023 bookings as well. So, the average engagement length, of course, is 14 months. We have, you know, a lot of vendors that are really busy just trying to fill all of the new engaged couples right now, as well as those that were, you know, postponed from 2020.
I have a devilish thought here with all of that booking that's going to be coming down the pike, because my mom is a divorce attorney. So I'm thinking potential clients or revenue stream may also be growing. I want to get back to the good stuff, though. When people are approaching how much they're going to spend on these, when you talk to the, you know, these surveys, we know that people are willing to spend more, but is it literally Katie bar the door and people are just literally maybe even going into ridiculous debt for weddings?
Well, the enthusiasm to spend is back, right? I think that's also just a output of not having been able to be at a big celebration with your closest friends and family and sort of, you know, applying some extra dollars to make that first post-COVID re-entry moment really special just kind of makes a lot of sense. Guests also, you know, 90% of the ones we surveyed are also willing to spend a little bit more as well. I mean, they're thinking about, you know, splurging a little bit on the gift that they may give you, maybe jazzing up the attire, you know, or maybe just, you know, buying a round of drinks or some dinner, you know, leading up to the wedding. So we're seeing enthusiasm across on both sides in terms of, you know, wanting to make this occasion a little bit more special.
That's exciting for everyone that's getting married right now. I guess, Tim, what about the insurance part of this? Because I think when COVID first hit, venues and bands and photographers, they were very forgiving. A lot of them didn't really charge deposits or anything, or gave couples back, refunded their money if they were to then reschedule for another date. Is that still consistently what we're seeing in the industry, or are venues maybe not being as forgiving as they were just over a year ago?
It's a wonderful question. I mean, certainly it was a really tough situation that we ran in 2020 when, you know, weddings just, you know, a lot of them were not able to happen in the way that they had been planned. One of the things that we focused on when that happened was really A, obviously supporting the couples, right? Just helping guide them through how to postpone, how to reschedule, and really move things forward. But equally as important, to your point on cancellations and deposits, we took a position at the Knot Worldwide where we stepped in and we offered a vendor assistance program. We knew there was going to be economic hardship that came along with weddings, not all the weddings being able to happen. We launched a $10 million vendor assistance program really to help shepherd them through that time. And what we felt like the impact of that was, is it allowed you know, a lot of our vendors and the community as a whole to sort of really just come together to support couples through this really difficult time. And we hope, you know, we're on the other side of that now.
We certainly do. All right, Tim Chi, CEO of The Knot Worldwide, thanks so much for joining us.